For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you once again for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Hope you're getting through your week full of the joy of God, yielding to the Spirit of God on the inside of you, looking up to God always. Boy, that's a solution, isn't it? Keep your eyes on Him, not on everything going on around you. That's subject to change every second. Get your eyes focused on Him. Well, man, we're going over this finding power under pressure and utilizing the pressure instead of making the pressure take you down. No, you've got the Spirit of the living God on the inside of you. You take that pressure and make it work for you. And we've been out of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 through 10 with Paul. Pressed beyond measure, pressed, finding power under pressure. He had no strength. They even despaired of their own lives. He said, I despaired of life itself. And in the same breath, he says, but. He says, we had the sentence of death on ourselves that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from such a great death. Thank you for the cross and the resurrection, Jesus. And who does deliver us, and whom we trust, he will deliver us. What? Paul knew God. Just so great. He used the pressure. He says, God's got this. And we're talking about different kinds of pressure and how to make the pressure work for you. Talked about a steam engine. That steam makes the engine roll. Talked about a teapot. That fires on that teapot. Well, instead of lifting the lid of the teapot, get that steam and make it work for you. It's going to produce fabulous tea. Don't lift the lid and let the steam go all through the air. Before you know it, your water will get cold and you have, you know, yucky tea. Come on. We were laughing saying, put a lid on it. Make it work for you. We talked about some different kinds of pressure. The pressure for finances, for a job. You have needs. What's the solution? Just keep talking about it. No. Make it work for you. Make it drive you to your knees and look to God and say, God, let this pressure move me to you. What did the woman with the issue of blood do? She pressed in and touched God, and he healed her. What did Paul say? I press. See, we're making the pressure, take the word press out of pressure, and work for you, you know. But today I want to read something to you. This makes me so sad. Ah, Samson and Delilah. I hope I get through it all today. So the pressure for need, you're going to pray. What about if you're being pressured to sin, brothers and sisters? Let me get through this Judges chapter 16. Now listen to this story. Delilah, and I'm in, beginning in verse 13 through 22. Delilah then says to Samson, all this time you've been making a fool of me and lying to me. Tell me, how can you be tied? He replied, if you weave the 7 braids of my head into the fabric on the loom and tighten it with the pin, I'll become as weak as any other man. So while he was sleeping, Delilah took the 7 braids of his head, wove them into the fabric, and tightened it with the pin. Again she calls to him, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He awoke from his sleep and pulled up the pin and the loom with the fabric. And then she says to him again, how can you say I love you when you won't confide in me? This is the 3rd time you've made a fool of me and haven't told me the secret of your great strength. Pressure. With such nagging, she prodded him day after day until he was sick to death of it. Pressure. So he told her everything. Samson, pressure. No razor has ever been used on my head, he said, because I've been a Nazarite dedicated to God from my mother's womb. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me, and I would become as weak as any other man. Samson caved into the pressure. When Delilah saw he told her everything, she sent word to the rulers of the Philistines, come back once more, he's told me everything. So the rulers of the Philistines returned with the silver in their hands. After putting him to sleep on her lap, she called for someone to shave off the 7 braids of his hair, and so began to subdue him, and his strength left him. She called, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He woke from his sleep and thought, I'll go out as before and I'll shake myself free. But he didn't know the Lord left him. It's pressure. The Philistines seized him, gouged his eyes, took him down to Gaza, binding him with bronze shackles. They set him to grinding grain in the prison, but the hair on his head began to grow again after it had been shaved. What's happening here, my brothers and sisters? His consecration. He was consecrated to God, and he succumbed to the pressure. when you're pressured to sin, flee, submit to God, James 4:7. Resist that devil and he'll flee. Submit it to God. Get consecrated to God again. You need strength for the temptation. Join me tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.